Good morning. This is Case. And today we are reading Psalm 46. Starting at verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose stream may glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage and the kingdom totters. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the work of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Here we are, nearly at the end of the year. And there's different ways of looking at the year to come. It's easy to be fearful of everything that can go wrong and everything that has been forecast of being bad and worse and troublesome and whatever. But when we read this psalm, we know that we do not need to fear, because we live believing in the God of hope, the one who gives us a reason to live, to rejoice, to exult, a reason to look forward to the future with hope. Hope is that fervent expectation that good is coming based on the promises of God. And there is such hope in his promises, in all that is before us. And this psalm reminds us of that, that whatever happens, whether the nations rage, the kingdoms totter, when he speaks, they will be quiet. When he is there, there will be peace. He is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He will make war cease. And he promises that he will be exalted. In Habakkuk 2 verse 14 it says that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. And that's something we've got to look forward to. That is a promise that he has made and that he is going to keep. And one day we will see this whole earth full of the knowledge of the glory of God. God is with us. He is our fortress. This psalm ends. And when we know that, then we know there is no reason to fear. But we can go forward boldly in the knowledge and the hope of the goodness of God. Let's pray. Father, you are good. You are good, and your promises are just so abundant, so amazing. And that is where we put our hope. That is where our certainty for the future is, right in you and in your promises. Because we know that you have said so, and it will happen. Lord, let that be our view for the year to come. A view of hope, of strength, and a focus on you and the things that you have promised. Amen.